Working under pressure, reading body language, knowing what's comfortable and what's not. Hang on, and we will help you understand your horse without putting him on the psychiatrist's couch. Welcome to this podcast from the Rutgers Equine Science Center. The Equine Science Center is a unit of the New Jersey Agricultural Experiment Station at Rutgers, the State University of New Jersey. It is recognized worldwide for its mission of better horse care through research and education to advance the well-being and performance of horses and the equine industry. A person handling, riding, or training horses needs to be aware of the animal's survival traits, their communication, social structure, and senses. All of these items help us understand the whys of the horse's behavior, how we can influence it, and what to expect in different situations. Knowing how a horse perceives the world can help in understanding its responses to events around it. Horses are a prey animal, meaning large animal predators such as cougars, wolves, or bears hunt them. Their senses are developed to detect danger, which in many cases is forewarned by movement or sound. A horse's vision is its primary detector of danger, enabling the animal to detect small movements even at a great distance. It can see almost panoramically, with the exception of two small blind spots, one directly in front of its head and another spot behind the head. Never approach these areas of a horse without talking to it. This eliminates a potentially dangerous startle response from the animal. The horse's eyes are wide set, seeing two pictures at once, one from each eye, with each side of its brain working separately. This results in the horse having a poor depth perception and needing to be visually introduced or taught from both sides. Horses must cock their heads in different ways to focus on close versus distant objects. They do see in color, but the range is not as extensive as humans. They can distinguish blue and red from gray, but have trouble distinguishing yellow and green from gray. They do see fairly well at night. The horse uses its ears to detect sound and to determine the location and identity of the sound. They have a much larger hearing range than the human ear and can move their ears 180 degrees. They can emit sounds as well and have a variety of vocal communication signals. A squeal or scream usually denotes a threat by another horse. Nickers are low-pitched and can be used for courting, food requests, and bonding between a mare and a foal. The most familiar sound is the neigh or whinny. These are high-pitched and drawn out with the ability to carry over distances. These sounds can be used to locate a herd mate or announce where the horse is. Blowing is a strong, rapid expulsion of air resulting in a high-pitched whooshing sound, usually used as an alarm to warn others. Horses are very social beings and live in a hierarchical structure. In their natural settings, a single stallion will be in charge of a harem of mares, numbering as low as 2 or as high as 21. The stallion's job is to be the herd's guardian and protector while maintaining reproductive viability. Within the harem, there is always an alpha mare that is the leader of the herd. The requirement of the lead horse is not size or strength, but dominance, which is established through aggression and attitudes that let the other horses know the alpha mare expects to be obeyed. Dominance is accomplished when one horse forces another to move against its will. This can be one horse moving its body in the direction of another, or contact with it forcing movement. Fighting occurs when the challenged horse does not move or responds aggressively. The body language of a horse is used to communicate its emotions and intents and is unique to the equine species. A person handling a horse needs to be able to read the animal's body language, which includes the tail, legs, ears, and facial expressions. Different parts or combinations are used for specific signals. Here are some of the signs most often seen. A tail held high means the animal is excited or alert. If it is held low, the horse is exhausted, submissive, in pain, or in fear. If the tail is swishing, the animal is irritated. If a horse is pawing, it is frustrated. One front leg lifted, it is offering a mild threat. One back leg lifted is a more defensive threat. And if it is stamping, the horse is protesting, offering a mild threat, or just getting rid of biting insects. Facial expressions include teeth bared and jaws open, indicating aggression. Flared nostrils indicate excitement or alertness. The nose in the air with the upper lip curled up to the nostrils is called the Flamen response and is caused by an intense smell. Ears are also used for communication. Ears held stiff and facing forward mean the horse is alert. Ears held like an airplane wing, down and out to the side, indicate depression or tiredness. Ears drooping all the way down mean pain or exhaustion. Ears angled backward usually indicate it is listening to the rider. But ears pinned flat against the head and the neck outstretched means the horse is angry, aggressive, and ready to attack. Be very careful around a horse showing this body language. The horse has 10 natural survival traits that affect the way it perceives and reacts to the world. These are dependency upon flight for protection, extreme perception of its surroundings, including changes or small movements unseen by humans, reaction with extreme speed, memory retention of bad or frightful situations, categorization of experiences as fearful or non-harming, easy domination due to its herd mentality, exertion of dominance by forcing movement of adversaries, high social ability with body language and vocalizations. And lastly, horses are born precocial, meaning they are neurologically mature at birth and ready to mobilize their senses and flight behavior within hours after being born. Knowing how a horse perceives the world will help us understand its reactions and be prepared to respond appropriately. The information in this podcast was derived from the Rutgers Cooperative Extension Fact Sheet, number 525, which is posted at the Equine Science Center website. It can be downloaded at www.esc.rutgers.edu.